Welcome to the PA Podcast, today's segment of Things You May Not Know with Jenny Coe, coming up next. What's on tap tonight, Jenny?
Well, Tag, tonight we have Christmas traditions from around the world.
That sounds fantastic. Let's get started.
Okay, well, we've got our guys here. We've got Tag, we've got Father Brian, and we've got Travis tonight. So you guys ready listen to this?
Yeah. How y'all doing?
Well, I'm fine. Tag said this sounds fantastic. It sounds like a pain in the ass to me, but let's try it.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure where this one is going, Jen. I mean, you know, I've liked your other ones, but I'm not quite sure where this one's going. Is this going to be good or what?
I think you guys will like it, because this isn't just Christmas traditions. This is the weird shit.
Okay, well, I like weird shit.
Christmas of the weird. Okay,
like when they sing Jingle Balls to the tune of Jingle Bells?
Something a little different. These are just from some little strange things from around the world. And what I'm going to start off with are some guys that tool around with Saint Nick on December 5th and 6th. You know, that early part of the Christmas holidays.
Yeah.
First guy we've got coming out from areas of Austria, Bavaria, Southern Tyrol, you know, a lot of the European areas, is a guy called Krampus. He is like Santa Claus's evil minion.
Ah.
The evil Santa.
Yeah, he goes around with Santa Claus, with St. Nicholas, during the Christmas season, warning and punishing the naughty children, in contrast to St. Nick, who gives gifts to the good children.
Yeah,
I bet Trav saw him.
That's probably why he's got such a bad attitude.
Yeah, he saw the wrong Santa, the bad Santa.
Yeah, he's typically dressed as a demon, you know, with the horns and, you know, just evil-looking chains around his neck and his wrists and ankles.
Packer shirt.
Possibly, but he's described as a devil. And as part of the tradition, every year, when a child receives a gift from St. Nicholas, he's given a golden branch to represent his good deeds. However, if the child has misbehaved, Krampus takes the gifts for himself and will leave only a silver branch representing the child's bad deeds. This is only part of his bad acidness.
Jeez.
Oh, do not take the brown acid. Do not take the brown acid.
That's right.
You didn't say acidness, not cheese? Right?
In some areas, he actually carries a bag on his waist that he scoops up the naughty children with, presumably to take them off to his lair to eat them.
Like Sandusky did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never too soon.
Sandusky.
Yeah, but he is literally the devil to St. Nicholas's very good persona. And I'm guessing somewhere back in history, they decided, you know, good St. Nicholas really shouldn't be the one to punish the bad children, so they come up with this demon character to do the job.
Yeah, it goes back to it's the age-old bad and good scenario, you know, it's been going on.
And the kids that can't get a college football scholarship, too.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, and moving on into another part of Germany, we have Belznickel, who is kind of the same thing, only he doesn't eat the children. He just gives them, like if they're naughty, he gives them the coal or the switches that go in their stocking rather than the candies and toys. Mm. You know, so he's a little less horrifying, I guess.
Oh, he's one level down from the other one.
He's just like, here, I'm going to give your parents something to beat you with.
There you go.
And he's not a cannibal.
So and he's not a cannibal.
He's got that gun for him. Okay. I like him all.
Yeah, you know, those are the two guys, like I said, in like Germany, Austria, Bavaria, those sort of areas. Now we
can we call him Joe Jackson? in this part of the country, in the United States, could we just call that one Joe Jackson?
I think you could get away with it, and it would probably scare the shit out of your kids.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson's dancing in heaven right now for that answer. Thank you, Jen.
No problem. You know, anything to get your kids to behave is good, right?
Yeah, except for Ritalin.
My kids are white. They can't dance.
You start swinging around a switch, they'll dance.
That's my fault. That's my fault.
Okay, then we swing over to the Netherlands, and they have Zwarte Piet, a.k.a. Black Pete. And this is a young man who dresses in blackface and goes around with St. Nicholas handing out the sweets and presents with him.
Does he sing Mammy?
He might, because this tradition does go back to sort of their colonial slave trading days. And Zwarte Piet was thought to be a slave that St. Nicholas freed. And he decided to go around with them, you know, and help St. Nicholas out. And this is a big thing over there. They tried taking him away one year, And the people lost their frickin' minds. They're like, we want Black Pete. You know, we want our guy in blackface offending, you know, the African people, I guess.
And where is
now
this again?
He's finally gotten his hope because the Black Eyed Peas have offended fans all around the world. And I think that's the next generation of what you're talking about, isn't it?
Zwarte Piet. Yeah, it might be. And this is from the Netherlands.
Zwarte Piet?
Zwarte Piet. Zwarte Piet.
Zwarte I've never Piet. Heard that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and
never heard of that one.
Yeah, me neither.
I will have links up on the website so you can go check these guys out.
Cool.
Can we follow them on Twitter? Or
you know, I did not look into whether they had Twitter feeds, but I'm betting somebody does.
Okay. So somebody's making some money, like some Elvis money.
Oh, I'm sure.
From the grave.
Yeah, Krampus has left the building.
Nice.
Yeah, now we're going to swing down to Italy. And I actually like this story.
Italy.
Yeah, this woman is called Befana. Befana is an old woman who delivers gifts to children on Epiphany Eve, night of January 5th. You know, in the same way Santa Claus does. You know, in the popular folklore, she visits the children and leaves them candy and presents if they're good. Again, coal or dark candy if they're bad. But the tradition is being a good housekeeper. It said she'll sweep the floor before she leaves.
Hmm.
And the children and their families will typically leave out a glass of wine and some food for her. You know, like our children do milk and cookies for Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You know, the Italians like their wine.
Hey, she can do leave whatever she wants if she sweeps up my house, that's for sure.
Yeah, she's usually portrayed as an old lady riding a broomstick through the air wearing a black shawl and is covered in soot because she enters through the chimney. And that's why she cleans up when she's done.
My ex-wife?
I was going to say Sarah Palin, but...
I was going to ask if your ex-wife was actually that generous as to leave children presents.
I can't answer that one. Okay, go ahead.
Now, the legend behind this is actually really kind of sweet. Going back to, it's a Christian legend. What they say is that Befana was approached by the three wise men a few days before the birth of Jesus. And they were asking directions to where, you know, where to find the Son of God, as they had seen the star in the sky, but she didn't know. However, she provided them with shelter for the night and, you know, food and you know, a shelter, place to sleep for the night. And they invited her to join them on the journey, but she declined, stating she was too busy with her housework. Later on, she decided she had a change of heart. She wanted to go see the new baby Jesus. And she started searching out for the astrologers, but she could not find them. And they said, until this day, she's always looking for the baby Jesus because there's good in all young children. Which I think is a really sweet, sweet sort of story.
Yeah, that's a good sentiment.
Teach their own, whatever.
That's a good sentiment.
Sounds like bullshit to me.
Yeah, we could go into that, but I'm not gonna.
All right, whatever.
Okay,
Merry Christmas.
That's pretty much it for the people that help Santa Claus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those guys that tool around with them, that's their thing. Now we're going over to Spain. They have some very interesting sort of traditions that, you know, we wouldn't think too much about. And in Spain, they make out their traditional nativity scenes, but it's not just the manger. They lay out the whole kind of Bethlehem scene, and tucked away, far away from the manger, is the guy called the Kaganer. And the Kaganer is a man that's crapping in the scene. They put a man, pants half-mast, laying one out in the manger scene.
Okay.
Okay.
Filming 11.
Yeah.
Now, the best part of this is that these things have become so widespread there. You can get them in political figures, action heroes, just about any kind of person you can think of. They have them dropping a deuce in the manger scene. They've got one for Obama this year.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, who would you choose as your person, Jenny? I mean, if you were to...
If I were to pick a shitter? Ooh,
yeah.
That's kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who do I want to be crapping in the manger?
I would say Michael Moore would be a good, probably a popular choice.
Oh, man, but could you imagine the log he'd leave?
I'd have to pick Tebow. Tebow. He's going to some serious stuff for the church.
I'd have to agree, Travis, on that one.
Yeah. It's like, is he Tebowing or taking a shit? It doesn't matter. He's making money for the church.
Talk about redefining the term holy shit. I mean, geez.
Yeah, I mean, they have a... I'm currently on the Kaganer.com website. They have Superman.
So the shit's going to hit the fan.
Yes, they have Mick Jagger.
You're going to move like Jagger and look like an old piece of shit.
I think I would go with Keith Richards before Jagger, but go on.
They have a Sarah Palin.
No comment.
They have the royal... From the royal wedding, they have William and Kate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, doing it, huh? A little
tag team crapper. They've got the queen. Of, they've got
the family that tag, crap together mean, stays you know, together. Yeah.
Speaking of tag team, do you think we get a custom tag crapping on the old, you know, scene? Nativity scene? They do custom work?
This site I don't believe does, but I'm pretty sure you could probably get some.
Well, it's too expensive, I already asked.
You already smelled your crap.
I got a quote. It's too much.
Oh, that's just sad.
It is. I guess I'll just have the crap at home.
I mean, you can actually get a Father Christmas crapper.
Wow. How much is that?
He is 10 euros.
And what's the current exchange rate of dollar to euros?
What is?
I don't think it's 1.5, but...
Just shot a Jägermeister.
Yeah, not real sure. I'm not real sure on the current exchange rate, but...
Sounds cheap, though.
It'd probably be like around $15 to $17.
I'm getting one.
Shoot.
Okay, next up is a tradition that was thought to be from Germany, but they're disavowing any knowledge of it. So we're just going to call it a U.S., German, Dutch-German tradition. It's called the pickle ornament.
Okay.
And Christmas pickle is usually a blown glass ornament that's supposed to be the last thing hung on the Christmas tree. And the person or child who finds the Christmas pickle is supposed to get an extra present and have good luck in the next year. Now, originally, when these started being sold, they said it was a German tradition. People in Germany are going, we don't know what you're talking about. You know, these aren't our pickles. So, you know, apparently Woolworths was making that up. But it's
shocking.
It's apparently become really popular to hang a pickle on your Christmas tree to, you know, for somebody to find. And it's in Berrien Springs, Michigan that they call themselves the pickle capital of the world, the Christmas pickle capital of the world. And celebrate with an annual Christmas pickle festival held during early December. And there's a parade led by the Grand Dillmeister who passes out fresh pickles along the parade route. The Grand Dillmeister.
And the pickle is hung. Okay, go ahead. There's too many windows here.
Fresh pickles during the parade.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Is he pickle,
by definition, is a pickle ever really fresh? I mean,
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I mean, a pickle is basically
it's better than pickles that have been laying on the ground for a week.
Well, yeah, but we don't want to piss off the cucumbers either that might be listening.
This is true.
That's right.
Are you saying our listeners are all vegetables?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, there's a few cucumbers that have signed on to the podcast tonight, and I don't want to piss them off. That's all.
No, these are their cousins, the drunk ones, the pickles.
No, the vinegar is chasing them, and... You know, there's some oil involved and there's also hot peppers. And it's just, from a legal standpoint, we kind of have to watch this tonight, guys.
Yeah. I mean, let's just keep it on the straight and narrow, please.
Yeah. We're not canning anything. We're not trying to heat up a bunch of fucking lids to put on crazy ass jars. Let's not get into that shit tonight, guys.
Yeah, so Jenny, just tone it down a bit, all right?
Okay, all right, then we're going to go over to Japan, which...
This is when it's going to get good, I'll bet.
Which, you know, we don't typically consider Japan when we talk about Christmas, because, like, less than 1% of their population is estimated to be Christian, like half of 1%, something like that. So, you know, finding things over there is always going to be a little different, because they like to put their own spin on things.
Well, especially the size of their pickles.
Well, over in Japan, what would you think would be the traditional holiday dinner?
Not pickles.
Sushi?
Sushi.
Okay, let's try this way. What do you typically think of when you think of Christmas dinner for yourself, for your family?
Turkey, ham.
Yeah, turkey and ham.
Maybe prime rib.
Right. Prime rib will work.
Right. But, you know,
stuffing.
in Japan, they don't have big ovens and things like we have, and turkey is very rare over there. So they have Kentucky Fried Chicken for Christmas dinner.
Wow.
KFC or holidays.
This is a huge thing. You sometimes have to advance order this like 2 months ahead in order to make sure you get your Christmas bucket.
That's great.
Kind of like a honey baked ham here.
Yeah. But theirs is KFC, and if you want to get a table at KFC on Christmas, you better make a reservation.
Can you imagine? Wow. Can't even imagine.
It's like a Jewish, you know, people going to the Chinese restaurants here.
Right. But over there, they go to the KFC because, well, naturally, Christmas, because it's such a minor holiday to a minor portion of their population, it's not a day off for them. So what they end up doing is they really treat it more like what we think of with Valentine's Day. You know, Christmas to them is a day you spend with your sweetheart, you know, doing romantic things. You know, the hotels often are booked up on Christmas, except the KFC.
Get your bucket of chicken and head to the
chicken.
Head to the hotel.
It's a huge thing. And it started because the people at KFC are brilliant, apparently. Mm-hmm. And one Christmas, early 1974, they started promoting this idea that people have poultry on Christmas, which is true. Mm-hmm. But they just spun it so that it's chicken. Oh, and a large portion of the Japanese actually believe that, like in America, we have chicken on Christmas.
Extra crispy chicken, my friend. Extra crispy.
You know what? This is the exact reason that the only people I trust about true holidays is Hallmark. They're the only ones that know the true holidays.
Well, they make cards that ring KFC song. Extra crispy.
Extra crispy.
Anyway, that is all I have for some unusual Christmas traditions from around the world.
That was some crazy stuff there, Jen.
There's some wild stuff out there.
I've never heard all that. That's the first time I've heard any of it. Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure everybody's running over to Cogner.com to get their Christmas crapper.
I didn't even know I had a Cogner. Thank you. That was interesting. I didn't know that.
Once again, Jenny, I mean, I feel like I have a better knowledge of history than I did before we started. I mean, yeah, I mean,
it's like never heard any of this stuff. It's really interesting.
That was good.
Yeah, you know, not all history comes from the history books.
That's right.
Sometimes we just have to educate ourselves.
There you go.
That's right.
Yes. Blew my fucking mind.
But yeah, I'll have links up on the website to a lot of these different things. You can look up the Befana, Zwarte Piet, whatever you want to look up.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. You're amazing.
You are amazing, Jen.
Well, thank you so much.
Job well done.
Not bad. Chick I love that we're in. Nobody knew if she could do anything. Didn't know if she could. Didn't know if she had the fire. Didn't know if she believed in herself. Didn't know if she even believed in us. What'd she do? She came out there and she fucking fired it up and cooked. Kick some ass!
And gave you the crapper.
Oh, right on.
Thank you for listening to Things You May Not Know with Jenny Coe on the PA Podcast. We really appreciate you listening, and come back.